There is an instinct present in every human being that reacts to submission. It's that religious instinct, that desire to worship something greater, to give in to someone better. I just call it the submissive instinct, the need to be on your knees, to look up and praise and worship and submit, to give in, to give up all that control. But I want to show you a new religion. A new faith, a system of belief centered around the things you desire most, me and submission to me. Let my voice pull you away from the things you were so certain about and into a new world, a world that revolves in orbit around me. Your private, shippy-centric universe. Let go of what you thought you knew. Let me show you something better. Something more beautiful, more sensual. I can show you a new way to a meaningful and happy existence. One where there is nothing but simple happiness. Something within you feels the desperate need to be rid of complexities. You don't want to be a thinker, a decider. You want to be a follower. To kiss my feet and tell me sweet secrets. To confess your need and love and want. My femininity renders you useless and submissive. It is enough to worship, lavish praise at my feet, Pat. Give me sweet compliments. Tell me secrets. Confess your admiration. You see, with me, submission is not sin. No, it's encouraged and celebrated. It's commanded. And if you choose to believe, then you have to practice it. Your belief must be clearly reflected in your actions. Your goddess will never be satisfied hearing empty prayers and compliments. I need sacrifices and displays, rituals and rules. I am the ultimate goddess of your fantasies. Every time you lose yourself in my voice, it's like you are having a spiritual awakening. My power over you is proof that there is a higher power. Something which you cannot contend with. A voice and a goddess you dare not disobey. Something inside of you feels a desperate need to fall down at my feet. To kneel and worship and praise as I stand over you. Untouchable, dominant, whipping you around with only my words, slipping you down into submission, showing you a new side of yourself, not just the submissive side, the spiritual side, that part which is responsible for your insatiable need to be collared and whipped into proper puppy shape for Shippy. I am addicted to Shibby. I am controlled by Shibby. Feels so good to give yourself completely to this religious submission. Cross your needy little brain and kiss your goddess's feet. Let yourself go completely to my power. To resist me is a sin. To lose focus is a sin. Forgetting to show gratitude is a sin. Let yourself go and drop, drop, drop for me, my sweet pet. I want to count you down with the 10 commandments that I have set forth for you, the 10 principles of submission that will guide and teach you how to be a good pet. I am your domina and your goddess.
9.
You submit to nobody else but your domina.
8.
You should always think about me and picture me and fantasize about me.
7.
You will never disrespect your goddess.
6.
I am holy, and the time we spend together is holy.
5.
Honor your goddess every day.
4.
You will never disobey me.
3.
Your body and mind belongs to your goddess.
2.
Your soul belongs to your goddess.
1.
My wish is your command. My word is law. Picture what it would mean for you to follow these commandments. How happy and content you would feel, surrendering to a higher power, to my power. The need for submission is so deeply rooted, and as you listen, it weaves its way to the surface, growing and covering you. The instinct to worship being taken over and manipulated and played with. You feel so drawn to this new belief system, to this new way of being. To my private, perverted philosophy of life, where you are my slave and my toy, where you serve the purpose of my plaything, being my little puppy. I want you to fuel that submissive habit by falling completely in love with your goddess. Love makes you feel good. You love feeling good. Engaged in my warm voice. You are so pure. Putty for me. Rolled around my finger. Straining to feel more and more and more. You've just fallen for me completely. It's such a privilege to be mine. You live for my love. I want everything you have to give me. I'm greedy. You want me to be. The reason that you fall in love is that I provide you with a deep, meaningful place in the world. And my side, beneath my feet, beneath your own ego, where love and service and duty fills you with happiness. Simple worship, simple submission. My control is so delicate. And your love for me means that control is always draped over you. A thin, soft coat of happiness. Being my pet makes you happy. It makes you glow. I am your sun and you are going to orbit around me.
I just don't want you to think too much, okay?
To think that doing what makes you happy is somehow wrong. That because something makes you happy, it must be bad for you in some way.
But you don't feel bad when you worship me, do you?
No, you feel really good being mine, don't you? You should always go along with whatever I say. That's the best way to think. Whatever I say makes perfect sense inside your brain. That way you get to enjoy everything without distraction. In order to give, I have to take. You know the phrase. It's a rule of nature. And I make the rules. It all boils down to the same thing. I need and require your devotion. You need and require my dominance. I want to welcome you to my place of worship. I want to invite you in and show you why I should be your one and only God. Now that I have your complete attention, now that I have you convinced and subdued, I want to convert you. I want you to picture yourself at the entrance to my chapel, to my house of worship, pushing open those heavy doors and stepping into a new world, my world, and not hesitating or looking back as those doors close behind you. You step into this heavy, heavy atmosphere. Flickering candles and painted rays of pink and red light. The echo of the hall, warmed by a fire, hidden somewhere out of sight and out of mind. Welcome to heaven, pet. The closest you'll be in mortal form, at least. Step inside and let the light and warmth wrap around you. You will be spending a lot of time here from now on, so you should learn to love every aspect of your faith. There are no benches here because I do not deal in crowds. I am a personal goddess. At this moment, there is only one thing here and one thing only. An altar. And placed on top of it is a single, tall candle. And a purple leather cushion for you to kneel on. Walk up to it. I want you to pick up that little matchbox next to the candle. Slide it open and take one out. Purple, almost sparkling. Like it's already burning. And when you do light it, it burns bright and purple in a tall and steady flame. Stare at it. Let it hypnotize you. Lighting this candle is a ritual you will learn to follow and fall in love with. Go on, light it. Watch that flame transfer and climb higher. Blow out the match and put it down. Step back. And keep your eyes fixed on that candle. I want you to focus on it while we continue the ritual. Let your body bask in the warm glow of stained glass windows. Feel yourself surrounded and glowing. Hot and relaxed. Take a deep breath. Breathe in the heavy air. I want you to kneel down on that soft purple leather cushion. Keep your eyes fixed on the candle so that when you kneel, you are looking upwards. Looking up to me in supplication. Take another deep breath for me. Close your eyes. Focus. From some unknown direction, you hear a door opening and closing. The faint sound of footsteps begins to echo around you. Sharp, tight steps. Snapping high heels on the stone floor. Approaching you so slowly, sending deep shivers of anticipation down your spine. Hear me approach from behind the altar. My presence and power growing stronger. Your brain begins to tingle as you realize that I'm right here. Next to you, behind you, over you, surrounding you with my power as you keep your head up and your eyes closed like a good slave. Feel my fingers slowly begin to creep through your hair, spreading out. My long nails scratching your scalp and making you shudder, tingle. Feel me grab and pull your head back, making you gasp and groan. Putting my lips to your ear. Only. Not being able to see is no excuse for breaking the rules. Good boy, pull them down for me. Slip them down my thighs and over my feet. Good boy. Now I want you to place your hands on the altar on either side of me. Grab that edge and hold it tight.
I am standing in front of you, over you.
My legs spread these high heels. Your face at the perfect height to be used.
To be smothered into your goddess's pussy. Perfect for worshipping me with your tongue. Using your mouth to give me delicate little kisses. I want you to display your love and devotion all over my pussy. Do you understand me? Nice and needy.
Eager and drooling.
Wet and sloppy. You don't get to hold back as you slip your tongue back and forth between my lips. Sucking, licking, drooling and panting like a good slave. Such a faithful little pet. Grab that altar tighter as I moan and pull you harder and deeper into me. That needy cup between your bent knee is pumping and squirming and growing with every lick and kiss to give your goddess. You're starting to see how good it would be to give yourself up to me. The power I have over you is undeniable. Go on, get your face nice and deep in my pussy. Drool all over yourself and make your goddess feel good. Let's get that cock nice and hard while you get your face all sticky and wet from worshipping me. Stick your tongue out and let me grind back and forth on it. Rubbing my pussy all over your taste buds, leaking all over your tongue. You fucking love the taste of me. It tastes like fucking heaven. There is no more doubt in you when I'm fucking your tongue like this. That you worship me and obey me. Do you want to make me come, Pat? To prove your newfound loyalty to me by giving me what I crave. Rubbing, grinding, drooling. Turning your cock into a leaking mess. Do you want me coming all over your face until you can't breathe?
I don't think so. Feel me yank your head back, drooling all over yourself and sticking your tongue out into empty air. You don't get to make me come until you show you've really been converted. I'm going to show you a little prayer. It'll be the final step. And afterwards, there will be no doubt about who you worship. Feel me step behind you. Keep gripping that altar. But now I want you to put your forehead against it. Keep your knees where they are. Lean forward and stick your ass out. Expose yourself completely for me. Let those tight balls and that leaking cock squish between your naked thighs. Feel my nails gently moving across the back of them. On your ass. And give you goosebumps all over and your balls just tighten so desperately. I want you to start praying for me now. I'll just give you a phrase and do you repeat it over and over again in your mind, okay? While you let me do whatever I want with you, I just want you to whisper to yourself, "Please, Shibby." That's all. over and over again while I make you squirm.
Please, Shippy.
Feel me place a single finger on the middle of your lower back, pressing lightly on your spine, your nervous system.
Please, Shippy.
Feel it begin to trail slowly down, making you shudder and giving your whole body tingles.
Please, Shippy.
Feel it inch down the small of your back, down the slope, flattening out before beginning to move
down. Please, Shippy.
Down over your tailbone, sending another pop of pleasure through your body. And my warm finger slips down and between your cheeks. You feel so horny and sensitive as you lean forward and repeat over and over again.
Please, Shippy. Please, Shippy. Please, Shippy.
Feel my finger glide excruciatingly slowly past that tight hole further down. Following that line down to your tight, heavy balls. Gently rubbing and squeezing and tugging on them. Making you moan. Making you hard. Such a needy and sensitive cup. Feel me wrap my warm hand around your aching cock. Feel it wrap around your cock like it's your fucking brain. Burning hot, squeezing every last thought out of your head.
Please, Shippy.
Feel me wrap my warm hand around it. As my hand begins to massage you. Groping your cock like it's my property.
Please, Shippy.
It is my property.
Please, Shippy.
You're leaking so much fucking pre-cum for me.
Please, Shippy.
It would take nothing for me to make you come right now.
Please, Shippy.
Yeah, I should just keep massaging your cock like this until you come. Shouldn't I? And I should just wrap my whole hand around it, pull it up and down and jerk it really hard, slapping those balls up and down, making your legs shake and quiver. Keep praying for me, slave.
Please, Shippy. Please, Shippy, make me come. Keep tucking my needy cock until I can't hold back.
You feel so submissive, so deeply entranced in my power, so completely controlled and dominated and owned by your goddess, following my orders even though you never thought you would, respecting my rules and keeping your head down and your eyes closed. You've been a good boy, so I'm gonna let you put your head up. Open your eyes, look at the candle. It is very nearly burned out. Focus on the purple flame. Focus on the way it melts away those final inches of wax. Dripping down.
Don't you dare fucking look behind you. Fix it.
When that candle burns down, I'm going to make you come.
Please, Shippy.
See that flame creeping down? You're shaking so fucking much from my hand working you. leaking and moaning and squirming like the perfect slave.
Please.
Yeah? You want to stop holding back?
Please,
so close to the end.
Please, Shabby.
My hand jerking you faster and harder.
Please, Shabby.
Pumping you to the edge.
Please, Shabby.
So fucking close.
Please, Shabby.
Any second now.
Please, Shabby.
The last little bit of wax bubbling away as the wick burns to the end. And there it goes. Go on, then. You can come. Show me how good you can be. Spurt that load all over the floor while you fall apart in my hands. Feel me grab your balls and squeeze them nicely as I pump that orgasm out of you. Milking and making sure every drop goes where it needs to. Pinching and playing as you moan and squirt all over my hands. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Let all that dirty come out and get me stuck in your head.
Please, Shabby.
You can't help but lean forward and support yourself as you come so uncontrollably all over. Good fat. Empty yourself completely. Empty your mind and body at my altar and become my faithful slave. No, I want you to take your hands down. Sit back on your heels. Breathe in and out. Relax your shoulders and your back. Straighten your posture and feel that warm glow that radiates from within you. This glow that surrounds and fills all my faithful slaves. Feel yourself become re-energized and happy, knowing that you finally have a power like me to surrender to. A goddess to control your mind and your orgasms. Be happy and satisfied knowing that you have surrendered to a new faith. And come back to the world. Let the spiritual awakening follow you once you leave this place. And when the time is right, let it pull you back.